The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
It's common to see things flying through the air, of course, at Tampa International Airport, but an exotic bird may not be what first comes to mind. A pet cockatiel. Was just found by workers there. What's the story? Let's find out from Tampa Bay's Fox 13.
It was a routine patrol of the property.
So kind of an unusual situation, doesn't happen every day.
On the east side of the airfield, the operations specialist found someone's pet cockatiel. It took about 15 minutes, but the worker was able to catch the exotic bird.
The bird actually immediately fell asleep because it was so tired and exhausted from being out on its own.
They dubbed the bird Echo, named after the taxiway where he was spotted. He's staying with another employee for the time being, appears healthy, and has no leg band.
We have a lot of wildlife in and around the airport, so we have birds flying in and out periodically. We have some tortoises that live on the airfield, but this is the first time I've ever heard of a missing cockatiel, for sure.
Over the last 4 days, airport staff has been trying to track down where the bird belongs. Posting on Facebook, "We found this guy on our airfield this morning. Mohawk on fleek, blush on his cheeks. And we're looking to reunite him with his owner."
There's a lot of people out there looking for their missing cockatiels in Florida. So we're getting all these requests, you know, trying to identify their bird, and they're asking us, can it do any tricks? Can it whistle the Addams Family?
There are nearly 900 comments on the post, and a good amount of people inquiring if it's their long-lost pet. But so far,
my Larry,
none are a match for Echo.
Where's Larry? Looks like Larry. As soon as possible.
He does.
That bird is a rascal.
If you think Echo could belong to you, the best way to get in touch with airport staff is through Twitter or their Facebook page. We're told if they cannot find the actual owner, there are people already lined up willing to permanently adopt the bird.
He's awesome, though. He's like, oh, I got to take pictures. My mohawk, cool.
Yeah.
How about my rosy cheeks?
Yeah.
You look good? All right, do it. Snap it. Find my mom.
Put a good Snapchat filter
like
on me.
Like a bowl of oatmeal or something, dude. Like,
put an anime filter on me.
Famished. I've been flying around, just eating. Trying to sleep.
It was probably pretty traumatic for a bird that lives in a house to be
all
of a sudden with airplanes landing.
Jumbo jets. My God, steel bird. You want to talk stress, huh? I want to talk about stress. There's birds out there you can't even imagine the size of.
I'll say that I can never be a bird man.
No.
I could never be a person with a bird.
No.
I do understand the coolness. Like, that's a cool bird.
Yeah.
That's a cool, like, little pet. But I just don't understand.
They don't seem to relate to you the way that cats and dogs do.
No.
You know what I mean? They don't really care.
But there was a video I saw on TikTok of, you know, like, people are doing this thing. You pet your dog and then you stop and see, like, what their reaction is.
Yeah.
There's one of a bird. Hmm. And, like, there's this little bird where the person, like, cupped their hand close to it. And the bird was kind of like, and you're going to pet me, right?
Yeah.
And then it didn't. And it just snuggled in to the person's hand.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's crazy. I wouldn't have thought like a bird
would snuggle,
would want your affection like that.
Yeah.
I always
yeah.
felt like they were a captive in a cage. And if they could, the second they could escape,
your eyes
they would love to.
Yeah.
Owls, like little baby owls, I've seen like some cute videos with them.
Yeah.
Where, like people pet them and they're just like,
oh, yeah, they fall right to sleep or almost fall backwards.
Right.
Not for me.
Yeah, you're not a bird.
I'm not a birdman.
I know.
All right, so crazy story to start celebrity dirt this morning. When you think of injuries, devastating injuries, you really don't think bowling.
No.
Like you get your drop hand. A ball on a foot or slipped on an exploded packet of ketchup someone had from their french fries at
right.
the snack bar. But for some reason, impalement never comes to mind.
No.
I've never feared it while bowling.
Normally, I think the worst thing you could do is accidentally put your hand in where that ball used to.
Oh, you pinch your hand?
You know, like the wheel that spins that ball and spits it out.
You can smash your fingers.
Yeah.
Cake Boss star Buddy Velastro was having a bowling night.
Who?
He's the guy, the Cake Boss guy.
Oh, okay.
You've seen him. We ate at his place when we were in Vegas.
We did?
Yes.
He had those incredible, I don't know what they're called. They're like lobster pastries.
Oh, you? I didn't go there.
No, it was the three of us who went, I think.
Yeah, I ate in his place there. And then I liked it so much, I went to his place in New York.
He has regular food, not just cakes?
I do think he has a restaurant. I'm not positive.
I think I messed up one of my purses with the cupcake. Something happened.
Yeah, the Sfogliatella, which is like, it's called the Italian lobster tail dessert. And oh my God, it's incredible.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, we had to wait in line. We didn't eat inside. We took it out.
Oh, is that where we got pastries from?
Yeah, you were there too, James. That's
at the Venetian. We're in the Venetian.
Yeah, that's when, right after we got those booze Slurpees.
That's why I don't remember.
The order that I got, and you're like, oh.
That's why I don't remember.
You go, James, you drink this.
So anyway, it's Buddy Balastro. He's the cake boss guy. He has a show, and he has several chain bakeries and stuff. He was out bowling with his family at an alley near their New Jersey home. The pin setter malfunctioned. So Buddy reached in.
Dude, you can't be reaching into those things.
To dislodge a pin.
I got it.
And got all messed up.
Well, sure.
Yeah. His right hand became lodged and compressed inside the unit. Unable to remove his hand, he then sees a 1.5-inch thick metal rod slowly coming down.
Oh, no.
And it repeatedly impaled his hand 3 times.
Ow.
Right between his ring finger and middle finger, like right underneath that area.
And it's probably not sharp. It's probably just so much force that it pushed like a flat.
It impaled it.
Oh, my God.
They had to actually cut the rod with a saw to set him free.
My God.
Oh, man.
Why can't they make a safer bowling pin?
You just hit the button. You just hit the button. I've been bowling 7 times. You just hit the button, guys.
He just muscled himself.
There's like a bzz, 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 bzz. Can't you like buzz the back or like talk? We're going to need the pins cleared.
There's a big problem with our pins. They won't reset. Thank you.
Usually you just go talk to the alcoholic gentleman at the bar there. And
then a one-armed man runs back to the back. And
an eye patch.
I got it.
Runs to the back.
You see his good arm down there trying to do stuff. He's the one who gets impaled, not you.
My arm's still up there.
Buddy is still in the hospital. He's now had 2 surgeries. His rep says he needs prolonged recovery and therapy.
Ooh, because all the tendons and...
Well, what's crazy is if that's your, like... I mean, obviously, he probably doesn't have to do it himself anymore.
His cake in hand?
But it's a cake. It's his cake
that
in hand.
That could be his cake in hand.
That's his
decorating hand.
Yeah, his fondant hand or whatever.
Yeah.
You
He's
need a good fondant
bank
hand.
Again.
No.
Smashed up fingers.
Got no worries.
I don't know.
It's got no mixing.
Well, maybe
that
he
would
could
be honestly
take his
a
hand
traumatic
off
moment. As that thing is raising and lowering and still.
It hurts so bad.
Because you're like, my God. Here it comes again.
Oh!
One more time. Oh, we stopped it. It's in you. We stopped it.
Oh, thank God. Stopped it inside my hand.
Yeah, we couldn't stop it when it was out of your hand. We let it go back in. Now we stopped it. Oh, and the pins are down just to let you let your party know.
It just would be like so painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So painful. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-mm.
And the gimp pin fella, God knows where he is. He should have turned the power off right away.
So you know you're not supposed to reach much up there.
You know what though? He should have never went down and done that. I mean,
no, of
like
course
this
he
is
have.
A
of
it's a life lesson for everyone. Mm. It's a life lesson for everyone.
Yeah.
You're not the gimp pin guy.
They actually own this alley.
Doesn't matter.
They own this bowling alley near New Jersey. So, yes, he figured, I'll just take care of it.
That's why you hire the one-armed bandit to get in there and do it. He lost his arm back in 76 doing the exact same thing.
Someone texted in, as a pastry chef myself, that actually is a potential career-ending injury.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is he's established.
He
doesn't need to do anything anymore.
Yeah, but doesn't he still do it on his show?
I don't know. He has a show?
Yeah.
He did?
I mean, if he still does the show, he helps bake the cakes and cut up the fondant and set up the structures for all these cakes that look like guitars or machine guns or whatever.
Mm. I mean, he can just... Well, he is established, like you said, so he can just collect a check and have everybody else do it.
Right. He can just tell people what to do.
Right. I didn't know he still had a show.
He does. Cake Boss still airs on the Discovery Channel.
If the Dance Moms chick could teach dance in a wheelchair, then this guy can do this.
He can cake it up.
And believe it or not, I've seen a bunch of Dance Moms.
Wow. Well, you have a daughter.
Yep.
Expensive. Yeah, no, his show is still running. And judging from the crowds at his bakeries, like, he's doing all right.
That's the thing. The mystery of what's in that pin getter, it seems frightening. It just seems like, to me, it's just like saw blades up there.
Well, I think what it is, it's one of the very first robots.
Oh,
okay. Right. No, it is. It's one of the very first mechanical killing devices.
And they haven't updated the technology because they're not making a ton of money, right? So they just still have 1950s bowling technology.
Yeah.
Classic
robot. Look up how many people have been killed by a bowling pin.
You think when they first started off, people were happy?
Were they called pin setter?
Yeah, I think so.
Pin setter deaths. Let's see. Bowling pin setter. Oh, the owner of a Southern Colorado bowling alley died after getting stuck in a pin setting machine.
Oh, my God.
65-year-old Hector Rodriguez was stuck in the machine.
Was that in 2001? Because then there's another one.
A 17-year-old bowling facility worker died from injuries. He was caught in a pin setter machine. That's another one.
It is. It's one of the first robots. It's a killing machine.
29-year-old Texas man killed when his shirt collar got tangled in a faulty pin setter.
Yep.
They need to do something about these things.
Then in 2018, if someone was crushed.
Andy.
So, 2015...
Man died after being trapped in ball return machine.
Oh my God. The ball return?
Another 2018.
R.I.P. Frank.
God.
Owner of another place. Oh no, they're not going
to. It's a bowling couple that has to witness some of this stuff.
Hey, you're going to want to look away, Leslie. I don't know what's going on. That guy's getting sucked up. It's smashing him in half.
Oh,
it's smashing
him. He's in half.
Oh my God. The pin setter seems to be keeping his blood in him, so he's alive, but he's not going to be.
The pins are in him. The pins are set right through him.
It set one of the pins in his eye hole. Why did it do that?
Oh, God.
Leslie just caught in a car. Leslie. How am I going to make my spare now? Oh, my God. We were ahead.
The game's ruined
our bowling
night. Maybe we can move down a couple lanes to finish this one out for league play. Yeah, I mean, his screams are going to throw me off.
Oh my God, Ohio bowling alley worker crushed to death by pin setter. Mechanic dies in automatic pin setter.
And listen, this isn't from like the 50s and 60s.
These are all within the past like 5 years.
Yeah, people are dying. Look at that, guys. Pin setters can kill.
Over 1 million deaths have been reported since its creation.
I would love to know the total number of deaths that a pin setter has caused. I think it's in the thousands.
Oh, my God.
Iowa bowling. 27-year-old girl died when coming into contact trying to unjam a pin setter.
Oh. Yep. Oh, look, there was one from Detroit News.
Oh, my God.
Down below.
Dear sweet Christ, they're killing machines.
Yeah, who knew? I didn't know.
I had no idea.
Colorado.
I had no, I don't follow bowling injuries.
Dude,
I've just
so
always known that it's one of the most dangerous machines. It's one of the first robots we've ever created. They haven't changed it one bit.
You think the guy who invented it, like, took off his glasses and was like, God help us.
Yeah, like, he feels the same way that they did the guys who made the, you know, atom bomb.
Right, it said super heavy. He became an alcoholic and died in an alley.
Yep, exactly. It's the same feeling.
I created the pin setter, didn't I? I knew it was going to kill everybody. People like bowling, but this is a death machine. They want their pins back. Everybody wants their pins set real nice, but nope.
How did they do it beforehand? Was there a guy back there?
Probably a guy.
Probably. Run out. Like the I imagine the little Flintstones Twinkle Toe sound.
I wonder if there was higher deaths for that guy because he kept slipping on the alley and cracking his head open.
No, I think there was someone that was just continuously back there.
And they would, someone would roll it.
Yeah.
And they had to reach down maybe and put the pins where they needed to go.
Oh my God. The young boys who were pin setters.
Yeah.
The pin setter or pin spotter was originally a person who would do it. They'd stay up until midnight to manually reset bowling pins.
So they were like the ball boys in tennis or something.
Yeah, they'd, you know, like they'd sweep the pins in and then reset them up. That must have taken forever.
In Chicago, there's still, it's the last remaining bowling alley where they still use human pin setters.
Man, that must take forever. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it must take forever to wait for them.
Nomad, you had a pin setter fall on you?
Oh, Nomad.
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah, in my younger years, like one of the first jobs I had when I got out of the service was, you know, I was a pin setter. I worked behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And if you know what you're doing, like I said, it was very early in my career there. And there's a lever in the back that you have to pull out first to keep it from falling down. But since I was already out on the lanes and I saw we had a problem, I just ran down there and I went to kick it out. You know, it came down on the 10 pin. And I just ran down there and I just sat on my butt and I went to kick it out. And the whole thing came down on my lap.
Oh my God, dude. Nomad.
And it's the heaviest damn thing you ever felt.
I'm sure.
And I was able to just get my hand under there enough to pull my legs out. But, I mean, I cut myself all up. And I had bruises on my thighs. And then, you know, it was a kids' league, too. So you got all these little kids.
Oh, my God! There's so much blood!
Bleeding.
Oh, no.
You know, and these moms are like, oh, my God, the man is going to die.
Yes, yes. Yeah, just normal pin setter stuff.
It's just bowling.
It was just one little thing I forgot to do.
And yeah, and that's it. And almost dead.
Almost caused my demise.
Wow. What's great, and just, I don't know if this is how it works, but maybe, I think once you're injured too, they let nature take its course. Like, no one runs to your aid.
Right.
You have to try and survive on your own.
How deadly it is?
But yeah, like, he survived because he was able to save himself.
You know the bowling rules, Marge. You can't go help him.
Don't help him!
You can't. You gotta wiggle out of there himself.
That's his fault.
Was bowling in a tournament. A girl went to grab her bowling ball off the rack. Another bowling ball came up out of the ball return, hit her finger so hard she lost half her finger in between the two balls.
Yeah,
half her finger just laying there in the ball rack.
Yep, you can't do that.
Deadly bowling injuries.
Bowling sucks.
So you think, like, when
when they first, like, made the pin sitters, like, these people that worked on them, like, were, like, Civil War soldiers with one leg?
Yes,
like,
I do. Uh-huh.
Oh,
I do.
God.
I think they had a lot of amputations.
Yeah, dude.
I had
no idea they were so deadly.
Nope. Jesus Christ.
I'll go nowhere near. And not that I was planning on going anywhere near anyone.
Go near
but
one, but
the or even a bowling,
even a bowling alley.
Pin setters.
Look out for them. Don't try and reset them yourself. That's the warning of the day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
An 86-year-old guy from Tampa Bay is suing a dating site.
That's it. I gotta sue him.
Tinder.
He wants his money back.
I can't believe I gave him my money.
I paid for the extra swipes.
Russian bots!
He said he paid a dating service nearly $5,000.
$5,000 to find me a hot chick.
At 86.
Give me a wife!
One more bang.
86?
But
I don't need money.
Then doctors ordered him to stay home. Because of the pandemic.
Oh, what? No, I just spent $5,000. Hold on. I'll just email them. They'll be cool, and they'll give me my money back.
He said he tried to contact them several times, and they would not return his money
So now he's suing.
No refund, sir. You knew that going into it. Got to read the terms of service.
That's terrible. Widower Alexander Sheen of South Pasadena sued Suncoast Introductions.
Oh, that sounds like
this month.
Oh, yeah.
Suncoast Introductions.
It does.
He paid them over $5,000, so he's suing for more than $8,000 in damages. He signed a contract in February, right before everything went to hell.
That'll do it. About to get laid.
Oh, they were probably like, whew.
The dating site guaranteed 8 meetings with potential partners over the course of a year for a total of $5,000. That's a pretty sweet gig they got going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The contract supplied by the company, whose website built itself as Florida's premier matchmakers, specified that users could cancel upon a doctor's order and provided no time frame saying how soon you had to cancel, according to this lawsuit that this guy filed in Pinellas County. But when his plans got grinded to a halt because of the pandemic, when not one, not two, but 3 doctors ordered him to stay home,
he went to 3.
I need a second opinion because I need to bang.
This is technically the 3rd opinion, and yeah, you're at a high risk for COVID,
God damn it.
You're 86. It's scary that you came
here. Okay, hold on. What if I stay home, but all the whores come over to me?
Again, if the whores, as you put it,
yeah,
are infected with COVID, then you run the risk of getting it. You will for sure die.
Oh, no. What? I spent $5,000.
I'm the 3rd doctor to tell you this. Your wiener doesn't work, dude.
It stopped working a long time ago.
I got a pump. I got a pump.
You got the pump, did you?
Yes.
All right.
I got a pump in it.
All right. Well, then still.
Watch this.
Oh, I don't want to see it. I see so many dongs in a day. I'm a doctor.
Working good right now.
That is graphic.
Jesus.
My God, sir.
I gave you the top of the line model, I see.
Oh, yeah. I spare no expense.
Put it away.
That's why I spent $5,000 on the dating site.
One doctor who was treating him wrote, "It is my strong recommendation that Alex limit his activity to what is only absolutely necessary and remain inside his home."
So here's a question. Did this place, like being in Florida, were they like, "No, we'll still get you the dates. We'll do our end of the bargain. Here they are. You have one for this Tuesday night lined up."
Oh, right.
And then he's like,
right.
"But I can't. I'm not allowed."
Did they follow
because I guess that does, that's not technically a health reason, right? It's not like he's sick and can't go out. His doctor has ordered him to stay at home, but it's not.
It's precautionary.
Health, it's a precautionary measure.
Yeah.
So I guess that's their way out of it, right? He did provide all the doctor's letters to Suncoast Introductions while requesting a refund, but they have denied it. So now he's suing. He referred calls to one of his lawyers when he was reached yesterday. His attorney, Rocky Rinker.
Mm-hmm. Rocky.
Did not immediately return a message.
His hair's crazy.
Rocky Rinker.
Rocky Rinker, attorney of law.
Rocky Rinker. Is that his real name, too, you think?
No.
It's just a real good name that people will remember.
I bet it's like a Who from Whoville hair.
Oh, I can't wait to see this guy. Come on, please.
Rocky Rinker, attorney of law.
Come on, do it. Do it for us.
Here we go.
Do it for us. Nope.
No, regular hair.
He's not going to win.
Yeah, no.
Right? He's not going to win.
His hair,
I can already tell you.
Crazy enough.
I don't even know what that guy could do to make his hair better. Maybe grow a mullet.
Suncoast Introductions is not commenting on the lawsuit.
How many people spend $5,000 a year to meet somebody? Who cares that much?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to spend.
Like, if you're an old guy, I know, but if you're an old guy, just go to bingo.
Yeah, that's where it's
at.
He
doesn't want bingo ladies.
Yeah, you do.
He wants some,
you think he's looking for a hot piece of ass?
Yeah, some younger.
He needs to like.
Maybe that's maybe the other 60s.
I want them in their nice, hot, yellow 60s.
Hot 60s, what I'm looking for.
Almost 90.
Yeah.
Let's look him up. So there's.
I'm looking for a 25-year-old.
He's looking for a sugar baby.
4-star reviews on Google. Mark said, "All professional staff, top-notch service, great choice in light of the recent pandemic." Charles said, "From the moment I seen Tamir, I felt a connection. We talked for hours. Very easy to talk. Please. We had many of the same experiences."
Show me.
Funny thing is, we almost didn't meet because we had things going on. Anyway, they just celebrated their 1-year anniversary. Here is the
Man, I'm under.
Yeah. Oh, my. Elise, I think you might as well just hit the bowling alley. Yeah.
Does that man look exactly like Bill Clinton?
If Bill Clinton and married a big cheeseburger fan.
Oh, I thought that was a cheeseburger.
I know. I don't even need to say this, but I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a bigger ring.
There's another one. Ed loved it.
Ed.
Debbie, he's been with it for almost a year. Matched me with some absolutely wonderful men.
A lot of good friends.
It turned out to be good friends.
Yeah, she just bangs.
Mm. Kevin's first experience with them. Loved it. I want to see, is there any...
no negative
can
reviews.
Can you sort by...
Lowest rating?
Yeah, let's see here. Is he...
Sucks!
Huge waste of money. There's no matching. I was matched with several people with issues I had listed as deal breaker.
I have issues.
It appeared to me that if someone was in my age group, that was all that needed to be matched. Definitely not worth the money they charge. Presley said, after two dates, I put my account on hold because it seemed the right match was found and this service was worth the money. Unfortunately, the relationship didn't last. While we remained friends, both decided to move on. I asked for more dates and they didn't follow up.
Well, judging by the length of that guy's review, I understand why they didn't work out.
Yeah. Holy cow, huh?
Shut your mouth! You're talking much!
This one calls them a scam. This guy calls them ridiculous. Tom.
I love they respond to everybody.
Yeah.
They respond as a company to everyone. I'm so disappointed to hear your
two cents.
Tom. Didn't use the service one day. They refused to refund any portion of my $2,000. That's from Jackie.
Yeah. It either gets 5 stars or 1 star. You either find love and you're happy or you don't and you're pissed.
Yeah.
Wonder if it's for older people.
Oh, I think it
seems
is.
Like,
yeah,
look at the names.
Yeah.
Judy.
Yeah, you don't know a lot of young Judys.
Yeah. No. There are no young Judys.
We got a high slate of Judys today.
Rich.
Yeah, it's either like, you know, 1 or 4 or 5. So there's no, love them or you hate this place. But judging from their website, it looks like they specialize in seniors just because that's what a lot of people there in that region. But you can...
Ernie, a senior, is going to spend $5,000. Like, there's a little bit of a shell game going on there to trick someone into spending $5,000.
Right, because other people said they spent $1,000. Other people said they spent $2,000. I wonder when you're 86, it's much harder, I guess, to find matches for you.
It almost seems like the price goes up with the more desperate they are.
Well, I also wonder, like, that guy signed up for a full year. Maybe a full year is $5,000. Maybe some people are like, I just want to try it for 2 months. That's $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 6 months, $2,000. Like, I don't know what the deal is.
I was trying to find pics of the guy, but I couldn't. Unless that's it. I gave his whole,
too old to have his photo Sheen. On there.
Yeah, he doesn't do probably a lot of social media.
No.
Why is there so much Martin Sheen?
Because his last name is Sheen.
Oh.
Alexander Walker Sheen is his full name.
I'm a Sheen.
Yeah.
But, there's no pictures of him out there, unfortunately.
It's just the thing about being an old guy who's 86, if you want to bang old women... There's not many of you left.
Right.
Do you think that's what he wanted?
Or do you think he just wanted companionship?
He wanted, like, love and stuff.
No, you think he wanted older women?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But you saw what that one guy took. Like, they found a younger girl. That girl was younger. But she was...
Larger.
Yeah. Younger and larger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what we should start up. Youngerandlarger.com.
I'll be the face of the place.
Welcome to Younger and Larger.
Hi. Yep. We can do it.
I found that guy's info. I know where he lives, but...
Well, that guy has a lot of money, obviously, if he's suing, so...
Yeah. He got Ricky Rocker.
And he had $5,000 to pay to sign up in the first place, right? So
and he's with it enough to know to sue.
It seems like you, if you're him, you should just like do whatever you can to meet somebody that lives at the Villages and then get invited to their parties.
Yep. One party and you're probably set.
Just swimming in it.
Yep. But who knows this guy, the shape that this guy's in?
We have no idea.
We don't know.
$3.
You're 86.
Stay home.
86.
That's tough.
Yeah, I was going to try and call him, but he referred calls to his lawyers when other people tried to reach out.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to speak to David Chuck the Freak.
No. He's waiting for you to call.
I was expecting you.
Yeah.
Another old person making news this morning. This one, kick-ass old bitch. She held an intruder at gunpoint until the cops could show up. She's in Washington, and her story now from ABC 12. Take a listen to their report here on this lady.
At the moment, I was scared to death. You know, I really was.
Sandy from Spanaway knew something was wrong when Boo Boo started barking nonstop Sunday night. The next thing the grandma knew, she was face to face with someone breaking in.
I opened my door, and standing right 2 feet from me was a man, and we looked at each other for a few minutes, and he turned and started to leave, and I said, oh, no, you don't. You stay right there. And I reached over and got my shotgun, and I cocked it, and I told him to
careful.
Stay right there.
Careful, cameraman.
Jeez.
Lose a leg.
Go out,
cameraman.
Sit on the steps. I followed him out. And
wow,
when he got to the bottom step,
the
yeah, she is not gun safe.
Down. And I just stood here with the shotgun waiting for the police to come.
She has
the
her finger on the trigger
wasn't
right
about
now.
To let
crazy.
Him get away. Her neighborhood's been plagued by car prowls lately. Sandy says she's had enough.
I was totally calm, really and truly. I thought, this is amazing. I said, you know, I've got grandchildren your age.
And the grandmother asked why he broke in, alarmed by some of his answers.
He said, well, you know, I was really hoping to get laid. That perked my ears up. That made me think, oh my God.
Pierce County deputies came and arrested the suspect.
Stop
thanks
it.
To Sandy's quick thinking and bold actions. She's just grateful no one was hurt.
After he was so meek and mild and sat down like I told him to do, empowering. I felt like, you know, at least I was in charge. I wasn't afraid.
Is it impressive that a woman in her 80s knows get laid?
I think that
has that been around for
a
long time.
Yeah, my parents are getting up close to 80, so yeah, they know
get laid.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, they do. Yeah,
okay.
Yes,
I'm just impressed that she speaks the lingo.
They know a lot. They know a lot.
She's quite racy. She's got exposed shoulders and an exposed back.
Well,
in
you
that
never
shirt.
Know when an 86-year-old guy is going to come.
Yeah. Like, did you see that shirt?
Yeah.
It's all cut out at the back.
She let a button down too.
That's what you noticed, Dave.
Yeah, that's what he's into.
We were watching the gun with the hand on the trigger, and he's looking at her see-through shirt.
Well, you can see her bra strap. I'm like, wow, that's racy for the news.
That's
an old
racy.
Lady knows the news is coming over.
Wow, she's got powerful forearms.
Okay, all right, relax.
Very powerful forearms.
Relax.
Very. Look. Look at her. You can see the tag. Someone should be taking the tag off.
There's her bra.
I can see
I've never seen that kind of shirt before.
Might as well be wearing a negligee.
Yeah. You wanted it.
Okay. All right.
For a few minutes and
this
he
old
turned.
Bitch.
Ridiculous. I'm just saying.
You normally don't see old broads with see-through clothing on, especially half their back.
Yeah.
No.
Grandma, put your see-through top away, please.
Well, she let one of those buttons
yeah,
down,
look
too.
At it. Yeah, like when the guy went to put the old microphone on, she went,
let me open that up for him.
Okay, here you go, ma'am.
One more down.
Oh, that's low.
That is low.
One more down.
I just can wait for Butcher Valley.
Yeah. Put it on the collar there. I don't need to go far. Why are you forcing
my hand
down?
I have a gun.
Oh, okay.
I'm not afraid to use it.
All right.
Sit down here in this chair.
Boo Boo was unimpressed.
Yeah.
Boo Boo was like, yeah, surprised she didn't kill him.
That's pretty bold, though. Come on. For a woman of that age to be like, don't move, bitch.
Yeah.
No, and she had a gun right there, so.
Right, she's got the upper hand.
Yeah, but generally, with one shotgun, you know, you'd be probably overpower her. You just push her back.
All it takes is one pull of the trigger, and it's all
I feel like
wrote.
My instincts would be faster than hers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was on it, man. She had that gun right by the door.
Yep.
She's like, oh, no, you don't. Cocked and locked. Ready to rock. Looking for some sex, were you?
Yeah.
You
came to the right place.
Turns out I wear sexy shirts.
Look at that. Look at my shoulder. Give it a kiss.
Yeah. Oh, you know how to talk to a woman.
Okay, all right. Here's something that maybe more up your alley, Chuck, when it comes to ladies.
Mm-hmm.
An Instagram model.
Yes.
Who poses as Catwoman.
Okay, I'm starting to like this, but we want to see this first, though.
She's just been busted for burglaries.
That's fine. That's what Catwoman does.
Monique Agostino didn't have enough going for her, I guess. So the 25-year-old hottie with experience in real estate and a model.
Can't do it.
Is now trading bikinis and Catwoman costumes for a prison jumpsuit. She's been sentenced to one of Australia's toughest women's prisons for a series of bizarre masked robberies after a judge pointed out that her life seemed to be going down the toilet.
She needs someone to save her.
For some reason, she's a hot woman. She felt the need to commit crimes involving weapons, drugs, shoplifting, and credit card fraud. She's had two arrests in 1 year, and now she's headed to the slammer.
So you're saying she's just a cool chick.
One picture.
Yeah, she's a rocking chick.
What is she burglarizing in?
Kind of like some sweats or something.
Yeah, sweats and a hooded jacket.
I thought it was like a onesie or something.
No, it looks like sweats and a hooded jacket. Looks like she shut down most of her Instagram. She took away most of the pictures. I could only find a few there. There's one of her.
Yeah, she's not gross.
She's an Australian
four. She looks like an Australian. Wow.
Come on. You're calling that an Australian four?
That's an Australian four.
Australia.
That is a four.
That's an Australian four?
Yep. It's an Australian four.
That's like
four.
A Florida 20.
Right.
Exactly. That's an Australian four.
It is crazy. She needed to do crimes, but I'll just let you into the bank.
You don't need to rob anything.
You don't need that.
What do you want?
Australian
silver
four.
Gold right this way.
Yeah. What do you want? You want a car? I can't believe there isn't 25 guys buying their cars.
You're seriously calling this an Australian four?
Yes.
Oh, because in Australia, everybody sells a joke.
I know, I understand. I know it's a joke, but even think as a joke, she rates higher on the scale.
Oh, no, she's 9-10 stuff.
Yeah, no, she's very pretty, but in Australia, so is everybody.
Is that a gun?
I think so. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, probably fake for that, photo, but.
Is there the robbery photos?
The robbery photos.
Is just in the...
There. That's what I was looking at.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if she splashed up to me on that flamingo, I'd rob a bank for her.
She is, wow, what a weird set of skills, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't think that girl would be cracking through doors and...
Yeah.
Picking locks.
Oh, did she... Did
How
it,
old
like,
is she?
Did it go to her head? Oh, my God, look at them.
25.
Them knockers. Did it go to her head, like the Catwoman stuff, you think? Like, she really thought she could be a cat burglar?
Or did the burglary spawn the Catwoman
stuff?
Yeah,
love, yeah. She fancied herself a Catwoman type of thing.
She really took it to the next level, yeah.
You can see what she looks like at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, by the way, but you just wouldn't expect it. A 25-year-old hottie on Instagram who's posing as Catwoman is going to be charged with, like...
How long is she in jail for?
Because the news story could make her Instagram blow up.
Let's see.
Posing for the cameras, who promotes her credentials on social media as being a talent and model scout, as well as an entrepreneur. Today, her supporters enter the Downing Centre local court. The 23-year-old charged over her alleged involvement in a series of robberies on Sydney's north. Police allege the single mother, who is representing herself in court, was involved in burglaries in Killarney Heights, Forestville and St. Ives.
Don't represent yourself. That's always a really bad...
Yeah, that's when you go to jail.
It says she's been jailed. It doesn't say
drug offenses.
It doesn't say how long.
We're talking about the Illuminati.
All right, okay.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Next Australian report kicked in.
It's weird, though, because they alluded to something else that she did where she drove, like, younger guys to different places and they robbed them.
So she had a team of dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Chuck, so she had like a fleet of dudes.
Stuff for the hot Catwoman.
Whatever she needs. Yeah. But she wouldn't have to rob. I mean, I would just like,
I'd get four jobs for her. You just get four jobs.
That's all you got to do. Yeah.
Like, you're going to need four jobs to fly her around the world like she wants to.
Whatever she wants,
you know,
goes.
Instagram models. She wants to take those beach pictures.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I'll just say not everything needs to be recycled.
Okay.
We can all agree recycling's a good thing for the world, but a line needs to be drawn somewhere, and I'm going to draw that at condoms.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'll take those.
Nope.
Over the weekend.
Hell of a deal.
Yeah, give me that one. Over the weekend, police in Vietnam raided a factory where hundreds of thousands of used condoms were being washed to go through a second run of reselling.
Ew. Can you imagine getting a condom, opening it up, and it looks like, you know, it's not rolled.
Right, it's been stretched out a little bit.
You know, it's like, all just like, hey, it looks like it's been hand-rolled.
What is this?
This is a hand-rolled
what
condom.
What is this?
Is this recycled?
Oh, well, put it on.
According to local authorities, a 32-year-old woman would take delivery of thousands of used condoms. From there, her job was to clean, dry, and sort the condoms to make them look fresh again for new customers. In total, in this raid, 324,000 condoms were found. 324,000. Thing is, there were thousands more discovered already packaged and ready to go out.
Oh, my God.
Imagine how...
And they were using brand name packaging.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Imagine how disgusting the cleaning process.
Oh, yeah. They're not... It's not like a happy time, I bet. They're not just like, whistle while you work.
Those things have been all over the place.
Yeah,
now, what's the music that plays in a used condom factory?
I don't know what that would be.
Organ music.
Yeah.
And I was like,
some kind of
scary organ music.
Yeah, this is a live listen.
The condom recycling center. Today is your first day working at the condom recycling place.
It's very gross.
You have to try and put yourself somewhere else.
The scary music can make it even worse.
That's a giant bowl of used condom. And this is your no gloves and your spray gun.
Just a spray.
That's it.
No gloves.
Just a spray it a couple times and put it in the package. Okay. Do a hand roll.
All right.
Use your mouth. Hold this it.
Oh, my God.
Blow it out.
Yeah. Put it on your lips.
I don't like.
Puff it up.
Yeah.
And then spray it while you puff. A little bit gets on you, but not a big deal.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh my
gosh, that's so
what a scary place.
That's, yeah, it really is. Well, how bad does it get to get one of those and realize, like...
Oh, man. So what do they do? Like, this guy, these people sell them to, like, a brothel type area?
They probably get sold on the Wish app.
Oh my God.
They don't have those.
Right.
Now you know why they're so cheap.
Yeah. I've never seen condoms on the Wish app.
I think I've seen condoms, sex
there's
toys.
Pictures of them.
Why do they got to put it in like a basket you'd serve like fried shrimp in?
I know. There it is. That's a fried shrimp
they
basket.
Because
shrimp basket.
They make some shrimp right before that.
Can I ask a question? Where do you get your hands on so many used condoms?
That's a good question.
That's what I was wondering.
Pick through the sewers?
Yeah, they must. Maybe they scoop it out or they got it a... Person that goes and hunts them, a condom hunter?
Recycling. Or do you recycling think, bin for condoms?
Do you think that they're in... Now, where are they?
Vietnam.
Oh, they just find them in the public parks, I'm sure.
Mm. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's hard to know where these things might be from.
It's a lot of
because I don't know what the sex trade in Vietnam, like how it works over there.
Well, they do have a lot of prostitutes, right? So maybe the prostitutes save them and then bring them in.
That's what I mean. Like, if you...
That's so revolting.
maybe a side income for prostitutes, you know? They get paid to bang, and then they get paid, you know, so many yen or whatever for each used condom they bring back.
Yeah. It's even worse, so it's a Vietnamese prostitute's condom.
Yeah. Well, it's something. It's real
okay,
bad.
Dave, they wash them.
Yeah, they wash them in some...
Some of them even still have the flavor left.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Those are strawberry.
Special. Oh, look at those. Say they're like potato sacks full of condoms.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Where
so many.
World,
look at all those
where
condoms.
Where in the world
the
are
wall.
They getting these?
Each one was...
There's
used.
Tons.
There's so many bags and bags of them.
You know, it's funny, though, because, like, are those...
Ooh, those are the used ones before cleaning.
Are those the used ones?
I think so.
Because they look pretty good.
Some of them were still unrolled, right?
I don't know.
They roll them back up.
I think those are individually wrapped.
Like those are...
Those are wrapped.
Those are the ones where they're ready to be sold. Oh, it's alarming.
I'm not sure they're showing you even the non...
Oh my God, there's the device they use to stretch them out and clean them.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
it's
guys.
Like a wooden, it's a wooden stick with a wee nub on top.
A condom scrubber.
Yep.
How horrible to think that you would get another guy's.
It's condom. Oh my God,
it's a nightmare.
Oh my God,
he would have stretched it out way beyond me.
I was going to say, if you get that one that they're showing on the picture, you know someone's ever used it.
Yep.
I'm not even a quarter of that.
I'm gonna have to tie the end.
Tie the
that
end.
Is so disgusting to think you could be using another man's condom.
It's horrifying, and they're used so they were filled.
How disgusting is this pole?
Oh, God.
This little device that they have.
They slip a used condom on it, and that's how they clean it. I assume they turn it inside out.
Right? And then you must have to do it again, though.
Yeah.
You'd have they're to dirty both on both sides.
Yeah. And it's like wood, so it just, like a cutting board, absorbs all the juices.
Yeah.
And how many times does she look at one and go, oh, look clean?
Yeah.
And just throws it, right?
She listen, that job sucks. You can see what that job is. You're sitting on that stool with that giant bag of condoms in front of you.
Yeah, you got a fan.
At least you got a fan blowing all the condom juices on you.
You got an empty propane tank or something.
Maybe that's to heat it up in the cooler times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
it's so hot in Vietnam. Oh.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
In a condom room. Tiny condom room.
I'm stuck in a tiny condom room.
Temperature used condoms. A giant bag.
The smell. Condoms.
The smell.
Yeah.
The smell. You guys. Hot used condom room.
Not ideal.
No.
Just try to take a deeper breath outside.
Every time I do, I go to throw up.
I know.
Throw up every time.
You're a throw up a rod here.
So how do you do the dong rod here, you just...
Stick it on the top, slide it down with your mouth.
Oh, I need to get...
Use your teeth.
Oh, God.
Don't touch it with your hands.
You sure mouth is safer?
I will admit...
Mouth is a safer.
That I used...
What?
What are you about to admit
now? Don't admit to it.
No, just... What okay, listen.
You've used one again?
Yeah, because
you didn't
it
have
was
one.
Either that or we couldn't...
You fished it out of the...
I was young and dumb, right?
Yeah.
But it was we round two, and I ran out, and I'm like, well, I guess this one scene should be okay.
Huh.
You had to reuse it. It's hard to put it back on, probably.
Right, yeah. You have to do a hand roll. You have to do a hand roll.
Do a hand roll.
You got to re-hand roll it.
But it was either that or don't have sex again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
It was probably just as clean.
But it was my own.
What I love too is that I just walk in the bathroom and I come out with one on. Because I don't say, hey, sweetheart, I just fish this out of the wastebasket and gave it a little blow. Yeah. And we're good to go again.
As I said, I was young.
It's just me.
And full of stuff.
Anonymous is with us. Anonymous, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. We're talking about this Vietnamese factory busted for washing and reselling used condoms.
So I used to work at the wastewater facility in Detroit, and hundreds and thousands of condoms would always be floating on top of the water. So if they knew someone that probably worked at a wastewater facility, you'd just scoop them out.
Oh,
you just
skim it off. Like,
okay, question though, are they still in good shape?
Some are, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to actually joke around about making a recycle condom, like, you know, business because there were so many.
Don't you joke about it.
Yeah, no joke.
It is possible,
for sure. All right, thanks for calling in. So this guy said they're probably coming from wastewater treatment plants. They are easy to separate out.
I worked repairing septic systems, and it's easy to spot when people are flushing them.
Wow. Horrible, horrible thing.
My God. Don't say, can you imagine waking up every morning and having to go to work to clean used condoms?
No. It's really bad.
You imagine that you have that job, so you're thrilled.
Yeah, so it's different over there.
You know?
Yeah. Trying to get out.
Right. You've got that job, and it's...
You're stoked.
You're just so excited.
Yeah.
Worst TV show ever, Condom Hunters.
Oh, we got a hot lead on a waste treatment facility with a lot of used condoms.
Wow.
We're going to go collect them all with a skimmer you use for your pool.
That's what they probably do.
Apparently Wish.com does sell condoms.
Oh, yeah.
I know. James, that's why I said it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're coming straight from that Vietnamese
country. Yeah, that's that lady's
don't
work.
Ever order.
I know. I got to cancel my order now.
Huh. Why would you order from there with condoms?
I don't know. You go high end, you know.
People are so cheap, guys. They're so cheap.
There are certain things you should never cheap out on. Condoms is absolutely one of them.
Where else can you get 100 for a buck, guys?
Yeah, that's it. God. Is that the type of deal you're talking about?
That's usually a pretty good deal.
Because that's incredible.
It's like you got to buy them in bulk, right?
Yeah.
And then just for like the contraceptive aspect of it, they blow out real easy, right?
Yeah.
Like they last only like a year or something.
Well, that's what they say, though. That's why you should never, ever do the Dave and use it twice.
Don't call it the Dave.
It's the Dave.
Once in my life.
I can't
be the only guy that's ever done that in
the
world.
You're the only guy.
Come on.
I'm
Stop
sure he's
it.
Not. You're probably the only guy in this building.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the only guy that admits it. Whatever.
Yeah. No.
It happened one time in my life.
But.
And it was traumatic enough that I recalled it.
They always say that if you try and use them again, like the chances of them breaking actually is much higher. So,
yeah, because they've been
that
them,
was
so.
Put in the fear of God of it breaking to me was put in my head, and it was like, okay, well,
I was by they're like packs of 50 or something.
Oh yeah,
it's like.
I never went with the 50. I never had to bother getting the 50.
Yeah, it's like I never used that many.
Yeah.
I never
used them for years or whatever.
Yeah. I'd have 12 for years.
I was never that optimistic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you are optimistic, I think like even like the club houses, like Sam's Club and Costco and stuff, sell giant like the, package.
Yeah,
like a gross of them.
Get a big thing of condoms.
Yeah, you do.
Put it on. check
I'm
out.
I'm gonna need that.
Oh, it's right here in my giant condom trunk.
Oh.
Yeah, they sell them in packs of 100.
Yeah, that would have been a big jinx to me.
Well, yeah.
Buying 100 of them.
Ooh, 10 amazing styles.
They come, yeah, so it's mixed pleasures is this one.
Yeah,
it's a variety pack.
What you gonna get.
10 amazing styles, advanced latex, premium lubricated.
Styles.
Not pre-used.
Now, what kind of style? Is it just the actual...
The colors, probably there's
the
like...
The colors.
There's probably
like, no, it's 10 different condom styles, they say.
Yeah, so some will have...
glow in the dark.
There's Sensitex. They're proprietary formulas. It's made with Sensitex.
Sensitex sounds like a sensitive Terminator.
It's softer than other latex.
Relax.
So they have they have super sensitive Vanish, Pleasure
Super
Dome,
Studs,
Super Studs, Legend XL, Flavor Waves.
Oh, it's
glowing pleasures. Glow
What's
in the
pleasure
dark.
Plus all about?
Pleasure Plus looks like a toothbrush in there.
As a pouch.
Tattoo touch.
As a pouch.
Color sensations.
I like the ones that are ribbed with the tattoo design. Very nice.
Which one was that?
Bottom left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tattoo
can you feel the tribal rib on this, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I got
the tribal rib for your pleasure, not mine. It looks cool.
It's like Bautista.
Yeah, but so that's weird, though.
Me to bed.
Legend, you won't. Some guys would not need the Legend XL.
You just throw those ones right out.
Some
right
guys
away.
Would need more than.
I'd have to really be careful. I'd have to open that up and go, ooh.
Jeez, yeah, you don't want to embarrass yourself.
Get rid of that one.
Like.
Figure out the packaging quick.
And you don't want her to find one and get an idea.
Oh, right.
Super Stud looks like something Pinhead would wear.
Welcome to sex in hell.
It's so weird.
Oh, yeah. You can buy your condoms in bulk if that's what you're looking for from one of the warehouse places. So this guy in Boston just died, and you will never believe the food that killed him.
Asparagus.
No. Worst. I mean, okay, I'll say... I never have a fear of dying from this.
Yeah. You've never had a fear of dying from...
I never have a fear of dying from this because I don't eat it.
Oh.
I don't know.
I know, I believe both of you love it.
Who?
Chuck and Lisa.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I hate it.
What do we like that they...
What Dave? What do we like that Dave doesn't like?
Black jelly beans?
Mm, there you go, black licorice.
Yeah, oh, you're right on the money, dude.
There's a just trying to think of what we eat for sure that they hate.
54-year-old guy in Boston who just passed away because he overdosed on black licorice.
You can overdose?
Yeah, and dude, it doesn't take that much. Like, his heart stopped.
Because I've pushed this limit, I can almost guarantee it.
Okay, how much do you think it took to kill him?
24 sticks of black licorice.
He ate it continually. So, like, how much per day do you think can lead to a black licorice overdose?
So, more than 20.
So, yeah, like, continually. He's eating these giant Twizzler bags. 400? 400?
He ate a bag and a half a day, but only for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
What?
So
only a couple weeks?
Only a couple of weeks.
So it's prolonged then.
Why
it's like
he eat
thousands.
So much licorice.
He's a licorice delicious.
Well, listen, I told you know me. Still. I get on kicks, right? Where I'm like, ooh, I gotta have that shrimp taco tonight again. I have shrimp tacos four nights out of the week.
Wait till you get on a kick of something poisonous.
Black licorice is filled with something called glycericus acid.
No,
something like that.
Glycericus acid.
Glycericic acid.
That's why I like it.
Glycericic acid.
Rick's acid.
Rick's acid.
Rick. Rick.
It's filled with this, which can throw the nutrients in your body out of whack if you eat as little as 2 ounces a day for 2 weeks.
Okay.
But especially true if you're over 40. It can really get you.
Wow. No. I wonder if black jelly beans have this. Or like a black...
Let's look it up. Do black jelly beans have Rick's
because
acid?
Can I, or is it can fake? I tell you...
Is it fake ass?
I'm thinking it's licorice. Fake ass because I cannot stand the taste of actual black licorice.
I hate
like
it.
If I had a piece of black licorice, it's the most disgusting thing, but I love things that are flavored.
So it's like the simulated
that's
flavor?
Weird.
What? That's super
that doesn't
weird.
Make sense.
You just don't like, this, the, like texture?
Because it's not the same taste. There is a different taste in a piece of real black licorice and a black licorice jelly bean.
So you just like the jelly beans?
I like jelly beans. I like suckers that are flavored like it. I like gumdrops that are flavored like it.
It's in jelly beans, licorice teas, a lot of the same things.
Okay, so it is part of that
the
flavor.
Actual black licorice might be just too powerful for you.
Maybe that's
something?
It. And But it's also like those, like you know, like there's those little candies that you could get
Good
at
and Plenty.
Yeah, the Good and Plenty's. Terrible. Like, those things taste disgusting to me. But give me something that's flavored like black
licorice. In general, the FDA recommends you keep servings of black licorice small and don't eat large amounts at one time.
Whoa.
Why have we never... No one ever told me about this.
Oh, my God, no.
No one's ever told me about this.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it either, but it's just like, I guess I'm thankful. I always thought it was disgusting.
I mean, there's many other things that are going to kill us, right?
Right, oh yeah.
That are full of sugar and fat, but no glycericics.
No, listen, though, exactly. Here's the thing. In my little fat mind, I have asked myself internally, why can't I just buy a gigantic bag of just a black licorice? Now I think I know maybe why they can't. Because
you.
It's just poison.
What do you mean? You can buy big bags of bad licorice.
I thought you could.
I mean, I've never tried
it. Yeah, I've seen black licorice bags before. I don't
know, like a Twizzler style bag. You know how there's
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can buy that for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I might be dead soon.
So back in the day, whenever they invented this horrible, horrible candy, they were like, what a treat.
Like, that is disgusting to me.
Yeah, but you can buy it in bags.
But like, that's the twists. I'm talking about the black jelly beans.
Oh, I thought you said licorice.
Yeah, but I meant the black licorice jelly beans.
Okay.
Like, I'd want to buy a full bag of them.
That's
just
what we were all talking about was the fact you could buy.
I feel like you can buy a whole bag of black.
There's a pound of black jelly beans.
Oh, that'll kill you.
On nuts.com. Oh, there's even this black jelly bird egg licorice beans.
I don't trust that.
It's made by the same people that make candy corn, Brock's.
Yeah, that
so you
flavor
can buy them.
Is just so horrible, and it'll kill you. Jeez.
Yeah, look, there's all sorts of.
You oh yeah, all yeah, sorts you can.
Of, oh my God, look at the size of that.
Yes, please.
$20.
That's a,
sign me up.
That's it's 5 pounds
that's
of
all I
black
need.
Death licorice.
Bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, though? I've realized how I want to go.
Suicide.
I realized. Was it a terrible death?
He was like,
Has anyone ever killed themselves over
his heart
jelly
stopped.
Beans?
His heart stopped.
That's not too bad.
Well, it's not great. He's only 54.
It's better than a lot of pain.
Take a swan dive right in that bag if you need to.
That's what I'm going to do. Plug. My swan
Are there
dive.
Warnings on bags?
I don't know.
Maybe there will be now.
Yeah.
Got you a bag of the Reaper's beans.
Now you're going to have to show ID. To buy black licorice now.
They're going to have to like ask me a couple questions like if I feel depressed.
It's behind the counter.
Not many people like it, right? I think more people don't like it.
Well, that's why I was able to guess.
Yeah.
So easy. Because I know, I remember the conversation and it was like, oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Everybody hates that except me and Lee's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a polarizing.
Yeah. Okay.
Food.
So if you look it up, there's black licorice can cause heart problems. Like there has been like reports.
Candy. Research shows it could be hard on your heart. Medical reporter Liz Bonus shares details in today's
Liz Boner?
Health Alert.
Yes.
Not sure what you're passing out for Halloween these days, but this report actually found that if you are a person with high blood pressure or heart disease, there is a word of caution about eating licorice, especially this time of year. Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic sent us this report, and they found that those who ate licorice, about 2 ounces for 2 weeks, had a rise in what they called an irregular heartbeat, which then translated into other problems with heart disease. Here's what you need to know. Researchers found there's a compound in licorice that actually is in the root, and it can lower your potassium levels, and that can mess with your heart rhythm.
His wrist rip, bitch!
There's a compound called glycyrrhizin, which is a sweetening compound, and it is derived from the root. These two things in licorice candy, eaten over time, are probably what cause these complications. If you eat it once in a while, or you're a Kit Kat fan, or you just prefer chocolate, probably not any problem. Other than, of course, the fact that we all eat too much of it this time of year. That is our health alert. Before Thomas, Liz Bonus.
Don't tell me what to do. Listen here, Liz Boner.
Liz Boner, thanks for the report. But that report was like 7 years ago. So the warnings have come out occasionally, but probably just fly under the radar.
Yes.
The FDA issued a warning on it 3 years ago.
I'm telling you.
When you decide to nibble at your child's treats tomorrow, don't eat too much black licorice. It could be bad for your health. The FDA reports that if you are 40 or older and eat 2 ounces of black licorice a day for at least 2 weeks, it could cause an irregular heartbeat.
Making smoking sound awfully safe.
Yeah.
Someone said one of the first things they learned about in pharmacy school was the dangers of black licorice.
Odd.
I don't think it's mainstream.
Is it on the bag?
I looked up bag warning and I didn't see it.
I've never looked at a bag of it.
Nor have I, Andy, nor honestly.
Really, I haven't either.
It's been a while.
And Plenty's to me have always, I'm like, just call them terrible and too much.
So you can eat like a full-on piece of black licorice like, and you think it's good?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can't. I think it's so
gross. I haven't
gross.
In years, though. I haven't, but I would if, you know. I would never eat a bag of
Whereas them. I think it's weird that you love black jelly beans, but you don't like.
It's a different taste to me. It's a totally different, I don't know if anyone else feels that way. Out there in the world.
I'm looking up. Here's the bag.
I like black jelly beans, too, but...
There's no warning on this bag of black Twizzlers.
Sweet I wonder Jesus. If, like, black jelly beans and black, like, little, jujubes or whatever they are, if because they're half sugar, they're probably more sugar content than black licorice, so it cuts it. Yeah. Like, it gives that sweetness to it. And that probably is what puts it over. Because I only like things that are like, you know, real sweet at the same time.
Super artificial.
Yeah.
Anyways, watch yourself around black licorice. If you like it, you got to limit your
intake. Wow, that's how I'm going to die.
That's how
so
that
good.
Died. That 54-year-old guy in Boston just died from it.
Listen, it's...
I believe he died that way.
I know, what a
that
way to go.
That is crazy.
Aww.
Yeah, we really miss him. It's unfortunate that for 2 weeks straight, all he ate was black licorice. Nobody saw that coming.
There's so many other wonderful, horrible things I could eat that could kill me.
Yeah.
Right?
God.
Black licorice. Gosh.
Well, like
it's an awful flavor, dude.
When you started talking about it, I thought it was going to be something like he choked on.
Mm.
You know, and you were trying to say it's like you can't even imagine what would have killed this guy, you know, like a spaghetti noodle killed him or something.
I just remember eating all the other jelly beans and then being like, why is this one poison?
I know. I agree.
I always went for them first.
Yeah.
Well, God, I had an uncle that passed. Funny enough, heart condition.
Uh-oh.
But he's the one I told you about that loved those licorice all sorts. that always have a piece of black liquor. And he would eat them, like around his birthday and stuff, he'd eat them like they were going out of style. Everyone would buy him them.
That might have got him.
What?
They got him.
I've always said it was a flavor of death.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like it in non-licorice form.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we're crazy or something?
Well, yeah, for sure.
It's
I know I am.
No doubt.
I think it's rock and roll.
You're a nut.
I don't know.
A nut over there.
Like we have some sort of mental disorder.
Yeah.
That likes
something
really wrong with us.
Something really wrong with us. That's how we walk around all the time.
Where's the black licorice?
We're not here.
Like, hey, where is it?
That's what I'm like at my parents' house around the holidays. They always have those little jujubes with the sugar on them, sugar drops or whatever they are. I'm like, give me all those black ones. Here we go. I'll pick through them. I'll eat like 100 of them.
Because no one else wants them. Just you sickos.
Just me.
Yeah, where are they? Yeah, I know they're here somewhere.
A couple of freaks.
Yep. That was Lisa. That's my impression of Lisa.
Give me that black licorice.
It's been years since I lost it like that.
Pardon me. So a lot of people these days are looking to make some extra money with a side hustle because, you know, the pandemic and things have been changing. At some point, I guess, also people have wondered, how many people are going to show up at my funeral when it's all said and done? So one guy's decided to capitalize on that. Sylvester Moss offers up his services as a professional mourner.
These guys.
James could get in on this. I could see him playing this well. His prices run as follows, James.
Yeah.
Show up and to cry normally.
Yes.
$50.
Okay. I can do that. $50. Okay.
Show up.
No, I need more.
And holler.
Yeah.
Holler.
Oh my God. I can't. Yes.
I need a bit.
How much am I making for that?
$100.
I need a bit more than that.
Crying and rolling on the ground.
Why? You're still young, Dad.
Yes. Oh, man. Just give him my money right now.
$150.
Not bad.
Oh.
Crying and threatening to jump in the grave with the deceased.
Hold him back. I'm going to jump in peace with you.
Oh, God, he misses me.
My arms for all eternity.
$200.
$200. Wow.
Crying and actually jumping in the grave.
Oh. Here's the moneymaker right here.
Yeah. $1,000.
Whoa. Sign me up for the $1,000.
You got it.
I can't think of $1,000. I'm climbing in right now. I'm inside the casket.
Get him out.
I'm closing the door.
He's in there.
Oh,
he's
I'm in there. The casket now. I'm inside the casket. Marry us. Together. I want to be forever.
Together.
Eternally memorized with this person who I love so much.
How much would he get paid if he twerked on the casket like that?
Oh,
lady,
that's
lady.
Unlimited funds.
I put that in the mail about $500.
I would say $500, but he gets to keep all his tips.
Yeah.
I keep the tips and I'm going to charge more if you want me to do it in a thong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If my dearly departed wants it in the thong.
Yeah, I do.
You got to pay for it.
It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, man, really loved him. I don't know who he is.
Have you ever met this? I've never seen him before.
I love him. He was my lover.
Oh, he was his lover.
He had a whole secret life going on.
I never knew that guy was gay.
Chuck was gay.
He wouldn't confirm his love for me in front of his family and friends. We were secret passionate lovers. I think they call it in the closet.
He twerked on his casket.
They did not pay him to talk
about it on his radio show every day.
Everybody thought it was just a joke, but it was real passionate love between two grown men.
It was love.
So there you go.
It's worth every penny.
There's money to be made with your side hustles.
I'll miss you forever, my lover.
My lover.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.